At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Kazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
The party heads towards Sloopladoop, after running from the horrifying creatures. After a while, Sereth finally speaks up, letting the party know they're safe at this distance, and that they would eventually be followed, but they'd have time to rest as Ilvara isn't dumb enough to begin pursuit directly after an attack, or even if they survived at all. The players must scavenge for food, as they only have enough for themselves and not the rest of the party that joined them from the cell on this 8-day journey through the Underdark. The party traveled for what seemed to be a day unbothered. That night, as they were setting up camp, Flaffle decided to take on dinner himself. Using a shield found at the encampment as a skillet, he began to successfully scramble together a sautéed mushroom dish. Before they began to eat, they were approached by a mind flayer that wished to speak to them.
So, yes, a mind flayer walks around the corner and gives you a greeting and says, hello everyone, pleasure to see you all.
Thiekel immediately flies by a rock.
That's a very fair, reaction.
And Flaffle points at Durandal.
I could eat his brains. However, I have no intentions of doing that. Yeah, what's up?
Merlette's just being like, okay, maybe you stay over there. Holds his hand on his saying crossbow.
Oh, very, very well. I am not here to cause a ruckus.
What are you here for?
Well, my name is Grezalex, and I am a member of the Society of Brilliance. And
is it because of the big head you have?
No, that's just my enormous brain.
So
no, that's just the way my head is shaped.
Perhaps it is unwise to insult the mind flayer.
If my brain is gonna get sucked out, I might as well.
Very pointedly.
If my brain is gonna get sucked out, I might as well drop a few insults before he eats them.
Oh,
Tequil.
Go ahead.
My bad.
Are you good? Oh, I have no intention whatsoever of harming any of you. In fact, your friend there, and kind of nods over to Ruin, I'm glad to see you made it out of the forest.
Looks to Ruin.
I didn't really leave willingly.
Well, nevertheless, did I hear an insight check, by the way?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead and roll.
Can I, see if I can do a quick little medical observing to see if there's, any tadpole in her head? Any kind of possible weird
symptoms that could be showing.
Yeah, go ahead and roll just a quick investigation check.
Okay, that's awesome. Tiny, tiny no roll. Guidance! That's a 10 plus a d4. Plus 2, so 12.
Okay, you do not see anything. And in fact, when you go to cast Guidance, Grazlax goes, "Oh, please, please, please be careful. I'm not sure if you have noticed, but this, fog that we are in, reacts very spontaneously to magic."
"Oh, I did not notice that. Thank you for the tip."
Like how?
"Well, that is what I am here to study, and actually what I wanted to ask you all about."
By the way. Insight.
You do not sense any ill intent. Okay. With a 16, I would say he seems very genuine.
Ulk.
Yes.
With Champerna being down in the Underdark looking for lizards, would he have seen this fog before, or is this new to him?
This is new. This is something that just... The first time you've seen this is in Velkenvel before you guys escaped.
Gotcha. Okay.
But just please be careful. I don't want...
Sorry, one more above table question. Is this the same fog from my nightmare?
It is.
The ruin is on edge.
Yep. Grazlax looks down. Hello, little one. What is your name?
I am Flaffle.
So
any kind of magic? I know, thank you. I try. It's all thanks to him, and I point over towards Champra. He and his lizards taught me this way.
He is just being sweet. But nice to meet you, Grazalax,
whatever you wish to call me is fine.
Very well.
Mr. Grazalax.
Okay, that works too.
So any kind of magic.
So what I have found is that...
Flaffle cast guidance on himself.
Well, that is... Why would you do that?
Curiosity.
Have you tried all of your cantrips?
No. I look down at a rock and cast magic stone.
You know, no one ever said that, you know, curiosity killed the kobold, so I think he should be fine.
He's right. I've never heard that before.
I'm just standing there with my arms crossed, waiting to see this kobold just spontaneously explode into a million tiny pieces.
As all kobolds do.
What level magic stone is a cantrip, correct?
Yes.
Nothing happens. You cast a spell. Yes, it only seems to activate whenever there is effort given towards a spell.
Ah.
So if I were to try to detect...
Flaffle cast shield on himself.
Oh, dear gods. All right, Morbsky, I need you to roll a d20 for me.
Well, we're all going to die. It was a good game, everybody. See you in the restart of this.
Okay. So, 16.
All right. You cast shield. How does shield look for you?
I imagine shield for Flaff will be like two wings like erupting from his back and like coming down in front of him in a shield formation. You know, nice, pretty red dragon wings.
You do see Grazlex back up immediately. I'm gonna stay over here.
Okay.
Don't. For everyone's safety here, please do not do that again.
Nothing happened. Just,
you got lucky.
How can I note the effects of this phase rust if nothing happened?
Tequil sort of whispers.
I say testing it's a great idea. Just do it over there.
Absolutely. I'll be testing it all night.
to Shampra. Hey, do you want to, get your kobold friend?
Wait, he's literally just about to say
I am very unfamiliar with this Feyenoord, but, you know, it's the more control I try to keep on him, it's like he gets twice as worse. So, if he continues, I will stop him, but you kind of have to let him try stuff.
I consider it a challenge.
I tell you what, everyone. If you find anything else about the tests that you wish to run, which, by the way, I am very interested to hear your results.
I'm very interested to see some results.
Very well. How about I give you something?
Ooh.
Flyfall, make an insight check.
It's a 6.
Yep, you don't care. You immediately run up to Grazalax. Very well. Here, and hands you an amulet.
Ooh. What's it now, do?
It only works once a day, so be careful.
Okay.
But it will allow you to cast Sending to me without any expended effort.
Ooh. Only to you?
Only to me, yes.
Okay, I see. Can I join your cool club if I come back with cool notes? I'm pretty brilliant.
Well, I just met you.
And I just met you. And here I am in front of you where you could eat my brains, but you're not. See? Trust. We've established it. As Fuffle puts on the necklace.
Okay. Very, very well. Is it... And he kind of looks past you. Is it all right if I come a little closer so we can stop yelling at each other?
Oh, yeah, sure. Flaffle reaches up and grabs his hand and starts leading him.
Oh, all right.
I guess I'm fine. I mean, didn't eat Flaffle. As much as annoying as he was at the moment.
He seems cool.
Would you like some soup?
When I was a child and he didn't eat me and I was very much an easy target.
Wait, we didn't make...
It is all right. I am not hungry, Flaffle. I appreciate it, though.
Well, that's good, because there's a lot of brains around. Except for some, as Flaffle kind of looks over towards Darendel.
I have to be honest with you. I may make jokes, but I actually do not eat brains.
Are you some kind of mind flare vegan?
No, just...
I mean, you're kind of skinny.
I have turned away from that practice.
You mean the practice of survival?
Things can be... I see what you're getting at. But, I will discuss this with you at another time. How is that?
Oh, do I get special one-on-one time with the Mind Flayer? Oh, that's so much fun.
No, only I do. That's why he gave me the necklace.
The whole party can use it.
No.
That's selfish,
Flop. They can have their special...
You don't care about the phase rust. None of you cast spells.
What was that, Merlette?
Are they... this is over at the table. They're going to have their special Mind Flayer romance. Baldur's Gate style.
Yeah, boy, no one sucks like a...
Oh, God, no!
Okay.
I gotta lower that down a little bit.
Rein it in!
God damn it. Alright.
Blame Baldur's Gate, not us.
Yeah. Getting feisty there, Flaffle.
Can I multiclass into a druid?
No.
Call me Flaffle Awesome.
No.
Call me Furful.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
God, I'm so glad there's a thing called editing.
Right?
No, it stays. That's the name of the episode. Introducing
editor,
Purple.
Editor, I was going to say,
leave this in.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is absolute comedy gold. But anyways, continuing on. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Ivan just kind of goes, oh joy, I think I might have offended him. Now I have to have alone time.
No, nothing of that nature. Just make a perception check.
Oh boy, I'm dead. I'm just kidding. Immediate death. Guidance. Oh wait, don't do guidance.
No, you can do guidance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was only a 9 plus 4. That's a 13.
Okay. Even with a 13, you do notice that one of his tendrils is cut in half.
He eats himself? That's what Ivan is thinking right now.
Yeah, you've only ever seen mind flayers with full-sized tendrils.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare to see one with one cut off.
It's kind of like finding a bear that's been shaved in the woods.
Yes.
Kind of horrifying at the same time as you're just curious on how that happened.
Oh, wait till you see me smile.
Huh? No, thank you. I don't want.
Well, if you find anything, please let me know.
Wait. I still have a question.
Well, I have to continue my research level.
I'm late. Join us. We're settling in for the evening, I think. I can't tell down here. You know, just pop a squat, sir.
I could find out real quick. And I cast origami. And I make a flower.
What level spell is origami?
Cantrip.
Okay.
So it's open during the day and closed during the night. Is a flower open or closed?
It is open.
It's daytime. And I just show off my flower. I'm very proud of this flower.
You're just really good at folding paper, which is beautiful, but that doesn't tell us squat.
It means it's daytime when it's open.
I have never seen that form of magic before. May I take a look?
I don't think it's real magic. I think he's just really good at folding paper.
Here you go. I pass it off to him.
He kind of examines it a little bit.
You fall into my trap. I'm sorry.
He backs away. He says, one second. He's going to cast a spell.
What a hypocrite.
Well, that's why he moved away from you. Okay. And he walks back. Very interesting. I've never seen one use magic to form paper such as that. That is very different paper than we have down here. I must say, is there any way I could get a couple sheets off of you?
Oh, yeah, sure. And I point out, what is his name again? This guy? God.
Jim Jar.
Yeah, sure. My pal over there got it. He said, you know, he usually charges people a gold, but for friends, he said only a silver.
Ah. Very well. I can give you a gold if you wish. I found
that. Nonsense. Yeah, you're a friend of ours. Silver will do just fine. Unless all you got is the gold, then I guess we'll take it.
Jim Jar sighs, gets up. We'll have to talk about this later, bud. And walks over here and casually gives, or not cautiously is the word I'm looking for. Cautiously gives Grazlax a few sheets of paper. Excellent. I will be on my way now. If you meet any of the other members, just let them know that you know me. And
well, they gave me fancy necklaces too to talk to them.
Oh, they might, but
a collection.
You Ah, an interesting creature, Fleffle. And you do kind of see, like, a smirk. It looks terrifying.
That smile is kind of disturbing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, I will be on my way. You all have a wonderful 8 hours of travel.
You are traveling alone?
Yes, I prefer to. It is not very many people mess with mind flayers.
Oh, well, watch out for the demons.
Yes, do demons. Be careful.
Oh, yeah, like the ones that just wrecked Beckendelf. That's when we first saw the Phase Rest.
They did what?
Oh, yeah,
tore the whole place asunder.
Yeah. We killed one.
I killed one?
We
team effort.
Team effort, yeah, like Tikal said. Team effort.
Because Fluffle. I am strong.
I heard him.
You threw a rock
at him with words.
I did, and it went through its head, and I won.
And I rang a bell at him.
I think you just made him mad.
It was
hurt his feelings real good.
Well, that is disheartening at the least. I mean,
oh no, they all deserved it.
Oh,
speaking
completely.
Of, if you see a drow search party looking for us, tell them that we went to Mental Barris.
Fluffle, if he sees a drow search party, we are the least of his concerns. He is his most concern, because it won't end well for him if they find him.
Fair point. If that happens, maybe it's time to break a vow and eat some brains.
Yeah, or at least rip him out and spit him out. I mean, doesn't break your whole, you know, brain veganism if you just chew on it for a moment, right?
We'll pay you. We'll give you that guy.
Points.
I don't want...
Points to to Kazad. Yeah, we'll give you him.
He's good at uppies.
What is up?
You don't want to know, but you'll find out.
I'm sure I will, and I'm sure I have made a mistake. Kazad
just kind of walks over and picks up Flaffle by the scruff of his neck and just kind of holds him out in front of Grazlax. This apparently is uppies, and then he just sets him down.
Do you see the control I have over this drow?
Over here.
I am a dragon.
You are, little one. You are. And
thank
he
you.
Pats your head.
Everybody keeps doing that. I find it mildly condescending, but at the same time, it feels good.
Good way to look at it.
Well, if one of you could pass along your notes about the demonic attack, I might head to Cracklestuck from here. Although, if there's a drow search party, I might have to take another route. So please!
Oh, yeah. If you're going that way, watch out for traps. I may have set a few.
Yeah, this thing had access to TNT.
What is TNT?
Oh, sorry, dynamite. Explosives.
Yeah, you know, you put gunpowder into a little tube, put a fuse in it, you light the fuse, the gunpowder goes boom.
It is wildly concerning this creature knows what that is.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, just wait until I figure out how to weaponize this phase rust.
What?
That's called chemical warfare, and it's a good thing we don't have something called a Geneva Convention.
It is called having the upper hand.
People makes note of this.
Grazlax takes note of this.
Like a telephone game, Grazlax
will remember this. Scientist. We just need to get Flaffle one of those crazy hair wigs.
Yes.
Well, if that is the case, just let me know before you set one off.
Oh, don't worry. You'll know where we're sending it off, and you'll be far away when it happens. You have proven yourself a friend of Flaffle.
I mean, that's better than what I got when I first met him. I was Meat Shield.
He's been promoted.
You have officially been promoted.
You are one of my elite employees. Well, I bid you adieu. Let me know if you find anything else, and I will kind of scans over the room. I will let someone know if I find anything.
Okay. Okey-dokey.
Safe travels.
Yeah, I'm going to incite that before we leave.
Okay. Shampra's going to tell all of his lizards to wave by. Guidance. So there's 12 cute little spectral lizard hands waving in Greswine.
17 okay. plus 4, so that is 21? Yes, 21 for insight.
Okay. With a 21, he seems to be scanning over the party. His body language doesn't give anything devious off. In fact, more inquisitive. He's what looks to be discerning who would be the most trusted to send a message to when the time is necessary.
Oh, it would 100% be Tikal, Kazad, Shampra, or Ruin. So anybody but me and Flop. Oh, and Merlet. But I doubt Merlet wants Mind Flare and Brain.
What?
Yeah, Merlet will back up even further from the Mind Flayer.
Very well. Well, have a wonderful travel.
You too, old chap.
Where do you learn these words?
I don't know.
And he will leave.
Man, he's zooming.
Oh, yeah, damn. Mind Flayers are quick. Probably because they don't need to use their legs. They just hover.
Man, lucky guys.
I know, right? I don't want to use my legs.
Tequil sort of just flies in a circle around them.
I'm sorry, but that's flying. That's not hovering. You're not any cooler than us.
You're still expending energy.
Yep.
Forget you guys. I'm going home.
Can I go with you?
Not with us!
Does home Sarah have sunlight? Because I don't want that.
Sarath will kind of speak up at that point and go, so we're just trusting everyone we see now.
Hey, we trusted you, didn't we?
Oh, shit.
It's a hard ass, given that we're in a...
Hold on, I need to go over to him and do a quick cure wounds to cure that burn effect.
Point proven.
All right, now we need to get away from this phase rush so I can cast point. Identify on this amulet.
How much farther we got to this, town? Village?
Like 8 days.
Oh.
It's like something 6.5 days, yeah.
Well, that's rough. You want to skedaddle?
100%, my friend.
Okay.
Were we setting up camp or breaking camp?
Breaking.
Okay.
Walks over, snaps tent in half. It
pulls out a stick of cheese.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so with that being said, were you going to say something, Bramble?
Nope.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I heard you.
You're good. I just, maybe I was, but then I started reading my character sheet. And anyways, I was curious. Sorry.
All was forgotten after that.
So, I need someone to roll.
I do it. Roll what?
A survival check.
I'll do it with guidance.
And then I need a nature check from either Shampra or Ruin.
I got
or
18.
Both with advantage.
My nature's only a plus one.
I have a plus 2, so do you want me to do it?
You can have plus 4. Yeah, Shampra check? Can have advantage.
I will also give guidance to that. But I got an 18.
May not need it.
Here we go.
We walk away. 21. And guidance is what
D4. Was it?
D4.
21 plus 2. 23.
Tequil, you got something?
I was just going to point out that he forgot to give me my gold. But it's okay. I'll take an IOU.
That or you got swindled by the deep gnome. Or whatever he is.
Deep gnome.
Yep, I was right. Cool.
Wrecked.
All right, so with an 18, you guys move at a good pace. You said a total of 23, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, nice. So I would say you find enough food and water for today and tomorrow throughout your travel for the rest of the day. Because that would be two successes with the last day as well. So with the carryover, you have enough for a stockpile. And then I need someone to roll a d20 for me.
Me. Oh, it's a nat 20.
Glad hot diggity damn. Wow.
Little did he know, that was the worst roll.
Okay. That was the thing you wanted to roll a one on.
Time to combat. What are we fighting, a Tarrasque? Let's go.
Down.
Flaffle will tame it.
I'm gonna cry.
Hold on, let me just pull up my new character that's Eric Okra.
Remember where you are, you're trapped in the Underdark. You ain't flying very high.
Just after we wipe the entire
team. I was just referencing the memes.
Yeah.
We cannot speak to each other until we have heard at least the vocabulary of at least three different cities.
You know, I know we were told to prepare backup characters, but I did not. So
the only homework you had, you didn't do.
I never did any homework in school.
Amen.
Homework.
All right, so I'll take a little red goblin.
So I need someone else to roll a d20, and then I need somebody else to roll a d20.
Oh, was his nat 10 not enough?
It was good enough, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I see how it is. GM.
Oh, damn. 18.
18.
A 9.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
It works.
All right. And then a 9?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, towards the end of your travels for the day, you run into an underground stream. It is a 15-foot wide stream, and you can see a little ripple in the water.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Can I make a?
We don't even have a boat.
Perception.
Merlet.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Okay, 16.
Okay, so what you guys see is the water kind of breaks, and you see a few different tendrils come out of the water. It is looks like stone flesh, but 8 tendrils pop out from underneath the water, and on shore walks a giant rocktopus.
I was thinking it was rocktopus,
And I need everyone to roll initiative.
It's so hard and rocky.
Let's go.
I'm tired of these tentacle crap.
You're in 2 games, or that's all you're gonna get.
16.
Oh.
9.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
I'm going back to the Thumberchild dice, man.
Thumberchild is the best.
All right. I love the fat dragon.
He's so cute.
What's with all these DMs and their tentacle monsters?
You gotta give the people what they want.
Out of the abyss, bro.
Out of the abyss, there's tendrils everywhere.
Oh my.
Ooh. The abyss is mentioned.
When you look into the abyss long enough, it looks back and winks.
Ew. All right. Ruin, what was your initiative?
16.
Okay, Ivan?
Ivan rolled a 9.
Nine? All right. Flaffle?
That's a 15.
Tico?
15.
Champer?
He's going on the same turn.
16? All right.
This is twice.
Merlette, you rolled a 9?
Yeah.
No, Merlette rolled a 16.
16, okay. And Kazad?
7.
7? All right. All right, so we're going to just use this map for now.
Be in marching order.
So what I'm going to do... Yeah, perfect. Thank you. So we will put Mr. Octagon here. And I would say place yourself where you would be in marching order, which I believe...
I'm over here past all this.
No. if I remember correctly, it was Myth and... I'm sorry, Ruin and Champer up first.
Yeah.
But yes, place yourselves where you would like to on this map. And the giant rocktopus is right there. And Champer, you will be up first.
Very well. Champer is going to look at the rocktopus and be like,
beautiful specimen. What a shame. Babies, we've got a bad one.
And I'm going to use my gathered swarm feature. My spectral lizards kind of, when they hear we've got a bad one, get into like not only a formation, but they're at the ready. They all kind of plop on the ground. I'm going to use, I'm going to tell them to go get them. And they're going to go up and do an attack for, so this isn't a roll to hit, this is something that just happens. They're essentially, you're just going to attack him for 1d6.
Okay.
And the damage is piercing.
Very well.
It is a 5.
Okay.
And then for Champra's action, Champra will unsheath a arrow from his quiver, pull out his longbow, rear it back, and take a shot.
Okay.
It's going to be a 26 to hit.
26 definitely hits.
Right on. Piercing damage, obviously. 10 points of piercing damage.
Alrighty. The creature takes that damage and continues to walk towards your group.
Alrighty. And is he close enough to where I would take an opportunity attack if I try to move away?
You are not sure.
Okay, gotcha. Champer will stay planted then.
Okay. All right. Next up in the order is Merlette.
All right. I am going to use my bonus action to take steady aim. Give myself advantage on this attack roll. I'm going to shoot him with a Krayan crossbow.
Okay.
I need to hit.
20 definitely hits.
All right, and this is 6 piercing damage with 11 sneak attack damage.
Ooh. All right. Another arrow sinks into this creature as it begins to walk towards you further. You do see a little bit of blood start to trickle out of this creature. But is that all you were doing?
Yeah, I had to sacrifice my movement for that, so.
Okay. All right. Next up, Ruin.
Alrighty. I'm gonna shoot him once.
Okay.
Does a 14 hit?
14 does hit.
Okay. 7 damage.
Okay.
Bonus action, shoot him with my offhand, 13.
13 does hit.
Okay. And that's gonna be 10 damage.
Okay.
And then I have a final attack. It is my Gloomstalker attack, which will deal... Oh, it's a natural 20.
How would you like to do this?
Wait, is it gonna kill it?
It will.
Oh, I'm gonna roll the dice, though.
Go ahead.
Yay. Well, and then the 2d8 from the Gloomstalker attack, which would be an additional 9. Yeah, no, she just shoots it through an eyeball.
Okay. As the used a crossbow, correct?
Or arrow? Yes, a hand crossbow.
Okay. So as the crossbow pierces through its eye, you do hear. Like you, as it passes away.
Oh, it could talk. So,
and you guys have beat a giant octopus.
Flaffin would like to run up and start harvesting.
Okay. So, for the viewers, we run a system where certain creatures have different yields, for lack of a better term. Through different checks, they are able to either harvest parts off of monsters or weapons and armor and such off of humanoids. So, All right, so this will be a nature check, Flaffle. And I need you to roll that.
Sweet, I cast Guidance.
Okay.
I'll be adding 1. For a 28, it was a nat.
Okay, I was about to say.
Let go! Right.
Nice. So,
for the next 2 hours... you will be harvesting this creature. However, I will give you...
Flaffle just kind of pulls out a chef's knife, kind of just sharpens it real quick.
Merlet will help, just because he... Not, I don't want to roll, I just want to help, like, assist. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll say that'll cut down a little bit of time. It is the end of the day, so there's not... too much to worry about there. However, go ahead and roll a 2d6 for me, Flaffle, and or Merlet, whoever would like to.
It's a 2 and a 5 for a 7.
Okay. So, add this to your inventory as a custom item.
Yep.
You will get 7 Rocktopus portions. So it is basically 7 rations.
Okay.
And then a giant octopus hide.
Okie dokie. You guys watch as Flaffle pulls this hide up and just starts slowly shoving it into a bag. That should not be able to hold this, but is somehow just taking it.
My word. While the butchery is going on, can Shepra investigate the river or the stream and see if he can find any medicinal plants, perchance.
Yeah, go ahead and make a separate nature check. Jim or Shushar will actually walk over with you guys and just say, everybody please be careful. This is part of the Dark Lake. And there's a lot of bad things in there, so just be careful.
Oh, this is the Dark Lake. I'm not that worried.
We killed that thing pretty easy.
That was just something that shouldn't have come to land.
Yeah, you're right about that. He really shouldn't have.
Oh yeah, he got dropped the moment he touched the ground.
But hey, we gonna eat good tonight.
I am happy about that, because honestly, most drow food that I've been fed is real crap.
Well, yeah, it's drow.
I mean, it's also drow who hate me, so.
I
was about to say, if you had been liked by your peers, your dining experiences would have been much better.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. You know, there's a river, you can jump in it.
Don't do that, though. From the Dark Lake, there's bad things in there. I heard that from a friend.
9 on that nature check, Hulk.
Okay. I would say roll it with advantage because Shushar is helping you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's better. 15.
Okay.
Yes.
I would say. What are you looking for? Just medicinal or. Like what we talked about before the game?
Yeah, exactly. Just stuff that would help in making potions or antitoxins.
Okay. I would say you do find... let's see. You do see a lot of mushrooms around this, but you do see one in particular that looks... quite interesting. It is a bioluminescent green moss covered mushroom. And it is yours for the taking if you'd like it.
Yep. Shemp will be like, ooh, that's a funny one. He's gonna just pick it off there.
Okay. You can add as a custom item one Ormu. O-R-M-U. You do notice it is giving off a dim light.
Oh, very cool. Maybe the Dark Lake isn't all bad.
And he is going to kind of shove it in his herbalism kit.
Okay. Would anybody else like to do anything before setting up camp?
Tico's
gonna...
Yeah, go ahead, Tico.
Tico's gonna go up to the water.
Okay.
Grab another piece of paper and use origami.
Okay.
He's just going to make a boat. See, he doesn't know when he's going to be able to do this. So he just wants to make a boat.
Okay.
And he just makes it travel across the river and, you know, see what tries to pick at it.
All right. Let me roll a couple dice.
I guess you could say everything floats down here.
Yo.
Hey there, Teagle. Do you like bloom?
Oh, God.
No. Jesus Christ. So, what you guys see, for those paying attention, once you pick up that mushroom, Shampra, Shushar kind of looks over and says, everybody get away from the water. And you see...
I immediately listen to that, no questions asked.
You see what we would recognize as a large manta ray come flying out of the water. And I need Tikal to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Would it be possible for me to cast resistance on him?
Yes, if you would like to use a reaction to do that.
Kay. Is that a cantrip or a spell?
It's a cantrip. It gives a D4 to saving throws.
Ooh. Alrighty. Where am I saving throws at? Oh, yeah. Wisdom.
I do get put in the danger zone of that one, though.
Okay, and a D4.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Okay. I need you. I need you to roll a D100, please.
Oh.
Well, Tickle's dead. I was not having you a part of the game. I hope to see what your new character is.
I got it ready. Seventy-eight.
Very well. Okay. I need you to add this to your flaws.
Jesus. Okay.
And as soon as it surfaces, it disappears again. And you see Shushar run backwards.
Grabs Tickle and begins pulling him away from the water.
I wonder what one of those tastes like.
I wouldn't try it.
Yeah, you're right. We have enough.
Everybody just leaves Merlette over there. I'm guessing he runs.
Oh, shoot.
I moved you.
No, I mine closed on me.
Oh.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
Shushar, is that water safe to drink?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Awesome. We're all gonna... Oh, wait. Pot. Shouldn't do it. I realize it's a leveled spell. I was about to pop Goodberry.
So what's that thing? What was that about? Pretty cool.
There's a lot of names for it, but it's called an Ixel Chottle.
Oh, that sounds cute. That's
a funny name.
Ixel Chottle.
It's not. It's a... They... It drinks blood.
Oh.
I mean, okay. So do some cobalt.
Kind of metal. I know a couple of vampires that are pretty
well,
cool.
Well, it is kind of metal. It's iron, to be exact.
Iron.
How do you spell that?
I-R-O-N. Oh, I'm sorry. I never...
All right, question for DM.
Yeah, what's up?
How do you spell that?
I will send it to you because it is, or I will send it to the Discord because it is very difficult to...
He'll be, saying half the alphabet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
it starts with an X.
Okay.
But yeah, if you guys would like to, Flaffle, I believe I know what your plans are for this evening, but... if you guys would like to do anything as far as RPing before bed, please feel free.
I would like to wild shape into a chicken and lay a few eggs for the meal.
I would like to then take that chicken and add him to the meal.
I would not like that as I one wild shape and look at him crushing him underneath my butt going, bad Flopple.
Yeah. Flopple, you pick up this chicken. And it turns back into Ivan.
Ah! Well, bad Flopple. Why? Why you had to try cooking me the moment you got a chance?
Because birds are good to eat.
That's what the chicken eggs are for, you crazy.
So we hatch the eggs and we eat your babies.
I don't care.
You're a terrible parent. You'd make a great kobold.
Thank you.
Don't those take a day to cultivate inside of you?
Oh, yeah, but
at
magic.
The minimum.
But magic.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not necessarily a real chicken.
Would any of you happen to have any alcohol on?
Oh, yeah, I have plenty. It's called water.
That's not alcohol, silly.
That water will probably mess you up about the same.
Hey, Shuchar. What's the alcohol content of that water?
What was that, Marlette?
I said, we all came from the same place. How would any of us have alcohol?
Well, I mean, we all came from the same place, but I have TNT.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.